Hi, this is Steve Hall. Thanks for joining me in Bible study today. We're picking up where we left off in Acts chapter 20, verse 26. Paul, on his third missionary journey, has called for the elders from the church at Ephesus to come down and meet with him in Miletus as he's heading back for Jerusalem. And he has some excellent things to say to them. God has some excellent things to say to them through Paul, and they're recorded for us. So let's look at this and see what we can learn. Father, as we turn our attention to your word, we want to thank you once again that you have recorded this in your scripture for us. These are exciting times as we read what you did through Paul and other servants of yours in these early days of the church. And we thank you for the lessons left behind for us that Paul gave these elders at the church at Ephesus. So would you please teach us from your living word? Help us to understand what you're saying. Help us to apply these things to our lives. Help us to become more Christ-like and grow stronger in Christ. We pray in his name. Amen. Verse 26 says, "Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God." So he's saying, I'm innocent because I've done what God told me to do. I've given you everything that I knew. I've told you the truth of the gospel, the truth about Jesus, the whole counsel. I didn't pull anything back. I didn't hide anything. And then in verse 28, he warns them, pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock. Pay careful attention. Be alert. To all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. So he's saying, I know you guys are really pretty young Christians yourselves, because all the Christians in Ephesus were relatively young Christians. But God has appointed some of you to watch over the others, overseers. The Greek word is episkopos, sheepdogs. No, not literally, but that's pretty much what it means for them. It's usually translated bishops. But their job is like a sheepdog. You know, a sheepdog's responsible for watching over the flock, for protecting the flock. And that's what their job is. And he explains it in verse 29. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things, to draw away the disciples after them. So he's warning them that men whom they thought were Christians, they were part of their own church, that these men will actually be wolves in sheep's clothing. And their goal is hidden. It's not to build up the church, but to gain their own personal disciples. They're trying to get people who will listen to them as they claim to be speaking for the Lord, from God. But they're not really speaking from the Lord. They're leading people away from the truth of God's word instead of into the truth of God's word. So he's warning them, this is going to happen, so be alert. In verse 31, he continues the warning, and we can learn a lot of valuable principles here in this passage of scripture. Let's start with verse 31. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things, I've shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. So he's leaving them with some wonderful principles. Number one, stay alert, be on the alert, know the truth, recognize error when it starts creeping in, stay alert, take your job as overseers seriously, be good sheepdogs. Watch out for the wolves. They're going to come. You need to be able to recognize them. And then he said, Basically, consider my example of the way I relentlessly taught and admonished believers. In other words, we're supposed to be at that task continually, helping people understand the truth, teaching the Word of God, making it clear, making it understandable, helping people not only hear it and hopefully understand it, but apply it to their lives and become strong in Jesus. Our goal would be to produce some more sheepdogs so others can help protect the flock as well. Paul did that. And he's telling them, you need to follow my example. Consider also that God is ultimately the only one who can build you up and sanctify you. So he's saying you have a job to do, but as you do that job, remember it's God really doing the work through us. God's the one that builds people up. God's the one that draws people. God's the one that helps people see the truth and opens eyes. But we got to keep being instruments in his hands to teach people the truth. But just don't take credit for it yourself. Recognize God's the one who's doing the sanctification. And then he said, also consider my example of not going after the possessions of others. Paul refused to do that. And in our day, I think that would be a warning to the sheepdogs. Watch out for prosperity gospel wolves who are going to fleece the flock if they have a chance. You've heard it. Send in your seed offering, your seed money. Plant some seed. God will send you riches beyond your wildest dreams if you'll just send in your basic money to me, your seed money. Plant some seed, and they're fleecing the flock. Then he says, consider my example of hard work. He was very diligent. He was not lazy. He was putting in the energy and the time needed to get the work done. And then he said, consider my example of helping the weak. We got to pay attention to who's weak among us and pay special attention to them and help them. And then consider the words of Jesus and be generous givers. Paul was generous. He was urging them to be generous, all of us to be generous. And God will bless that. He'll bless us more than the receiver. So if we can get hold of these principles, we will be great overseers. So Paul left the church of Ephesus. They never saw him again. And about 30 or 40 years later, after Paul gave these wonderful words to the elders at the church of Ephesus, Jesus wrote a letter to the church at Ephesus, and he gave it through the apostle John, who was on Patmos. It's recorded in Revelation chapter 2, first 7 verses. And in that letter, he commends the Ephesians for watching out for the wolves. They've done a pretty good job with that. They've dealt with the Nicolaitans, he says. And they've tested those who claimed to be apostles, but really weren't. And they found them to be false. They were doing what Paul told them to do. They've taken Paul's admonition very seriously. They've been diligent. That's been a good thing. But you may remember in that letter in Revelation 2, Jesus gives them a sad word too. He says, I have this against you. You've left your first love. Remember that? That was his admonition to the church at Ephesus. You've left your first love. He's saying, you've been diligent. That's good. But you've forgotten that intense love you had for me when you first believed. You've gotten so preoccupied contending for the faith, which is a good thing, but you've gotten unbalanced. And you've let that love slip away. And I think we need to learn from these Ephesians. First of all, we need to learn to be diligent. We need to learn to be aggressive in contending for the faith. But we also need to learn that we can get so consumed with that we'll neglect to spend time just alone loving Jesus. Or maybe time with others just loving Jesus. Just communicating our love for him. We do that through worship, for example, and through praise, loving Jesus. So we have to stay alert. We want to be mentally disciplined. We need to contend for the faith. We need to be able to tell others why we believe what we believe. We need to be able to obey 1 Peter 3:15, be able to give an answer to anyone who asks us a reason concerning the hope that's within us. That takes diligence. That takes mental discipline, loving the Lord with all our minds. But we don't want to stop there. We want to love the Lord with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our strength. We must never get so focused on the mental discipline that we neglect to just love Jesus. Because if we really fall in love with Jesus, and love him the way he loves us, or at least a reasonable facsimile thereof, then the rest will tend to fall in place. And the Ephesians had gotten out of balance. It's very sad. So, Father, would you please help us to learn from what you've told us in your word about this church at Ephesus. We do want to contend for the faith, Lord. We want to be found faithful to recognize error and recognize truth and be able to help the sheep not be consumed by the wolves. So, Lord, help us to do a better job of that. Sometimes we don't do a very good job of that, Lord, so help us. Help us to be mentally disciplined enough to contend for the faith well. But Lord, help us never, ever, ever to fall out of love with you. Help us to love you with all our emotions as well as all our mind and with all our strength. And we know, Lord, that when we love somebody, we want to spend time with them. And so we know that means spending time with you in your word, in times of worship, in times of prayer, just enjoying you, loving you, blessing you, glorifying you. Please don't ever let us lose that first love. Help us to love you more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.